them in the right direction if counselling and things like that are needed.
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is, down that road, number 6. Our telephone number is 043-721-018. And, of course, they can find us on Facebook. Just put an S onto the word Alums. And they can also get us by looking up on Wild Coast FM. Our details are there as well.
Thanks, Peter. Have a great week.
Thank you, Wayne.
And thank you very, very much. We'll chat again next week, Monday.
Super, Wayne.
Thank you, then. Thank you. Peter Alum with today's Legal Eagle Chat. And a topic that has got potentially a lot of impact, and that's, of course, drugs and bad impacts on our society. The news is coming up in a few minutes. Please stand by for that.
This is how Timothy's 8th birthday party sounds to you. Over there, a group of children is vying to smash the piñata first. That giggling in the corner is two boys smuggling extra slices of cake. And in the distance, Albert, the neighbor's terrier, begins to yap. But this is how Timothy's 8th birthday party sounds to Timothy. For people with autism, this is what life may sound like, and they can't just turn it off. To find out more, visit autono.co.za. A message from Autism South Africa.
Cockroaches, fleas, rats, mice, bedbugs, ants and lice. Do any of these make you go? Call Pestmaster, the one-stop service company for pest control, wood borer and termite treatment, tree felling, bush clearing, and hygiene and industrial cleaning. Call Pestmaster today on 043-743-3637. We are in the book. Pestmaster, your complete pest control solution.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio. Indeed I feel...
Die berge dier woestijn in my hart op soek na waterstrome. En die wortels van my siel het vlak gelee en ek was verlore. Die stof en sand geloop en ek het my siel verkoop aan alles wat leeg is, die duister en dood. Die horizon met die silver rand leer die wolke dig en donker. En ek smag na die reen en die reet van die wind wat roep soos die storm nader. En die tranen neergestort, ek het soveel meer gekort wat my weer sal bring na my brandende bos.
Have to sadly cut that one short. That's Reinhard Hichu, Die Rivier, brings us to just after 8 o'clock and time for the second news bulletin of the day. In your top stories, the SACP says its preparations for the elections are going well. Siviwe Gwarube will contest for one of the DA's top leadership positions. Africa urged to develop skills for a low-carbon economy, and sports news with Mike Godfrey. The South African Communist Party says it is making progress in its preparations for this year's local government elections. The party will be contesting elections on its own for the first time and will no longer support its alliance partner, the ANC. The SACP says it will contest all available wards in the country during these elections. It says it is already 80% complete in establishing election structures. Meanwhile, supporters of Patrice Motsepe's campaign for the presidency of the ANC have launched a website for the campaign. PM27 website was launched following the recent printing of T-shirts with the PM27 logo. Motsepe is among several names that are expected to run for the party's leadership to succeed outgoing leader Cyril Ramaphosa. Others who are expected to run for the ANC presidency include its current deputy president, Paul Masetile. Motsepe's campaign describes him as a leader who embodies unity, progress, and ethical governance. Siviwe Gwarube will contest the position of the DA chairperson's deputy federal chairperson, or for the position rather. The DA will hold an elective conference in April to elect its new leaders. The City of Cape Town's mayor, Jordan Hill-Lewis, wants to be the next leader of the party, while the party's leader in Gauteng, Solly Msimanga, has accepted nomination to be its next federal chairperson. The current DA deputy chairperson, Solly Malatsi, will contest Gwarube as he stands re-election. Police are searching for a trial-awaiting prisoner who escaped from police custody from the Thabazimbi Hospital in Limpopo this weekend. Sibong Genezi Khumalo was under police guard at the hospital. He was shot during an arrest for business robbery and was then placed under police guard in the hospital. Police say he escaped on Saturday evening after requesting to use the bathroom. Africa should continue to develop and retain the critical skills needed for a transition to an inclusive, low-carbon economy. This, according to the Deputy Minister of Forestry and Fisheries and the Environment, Naren Singh. Singh was speaking at the Africa Green Economy Summit in the Western Cape last week. He says an adequately skilled workforce is important for new and emerging green enterprises. Singh says practical solutions are also needed to help existing small businesses transition towards becoming green enterprises. And moving to international news, at least three people have been killed since Iran started attacking the United Arab Emirates this weekend. Iran has retaliated after America and Israel launched attacks against it and killed its supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran says its attacks against its neighbors are aimed at American assets. The UAE has condemned Iran and says its attacks against its neighbors are miscalculated because its war is not against its neighbors. And now over to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mark.
Good Monday morning, Wayne. Yes, it's Monday today. Sport, rugby, the United Rugby Championships. Games played over the weekend. There's also the South African derbies. Some great rugby was watched this weekend and played. Lions will later deserve winners that put Stormers to their third successive loss. The difference was that man of the match, Lions scrum off, Mone van der Berg. Mone van der Berg, well, he exploited the Stormers' backfield errors. And I believe this is a man to watch for the future. Big name, big man coming ahead here for the box. Great little scrum off. Final score from a packed Ellis Park. Fidelity Lions 24, DHL Stormers, a misfiring DHL Stormers 10. Bulls, they reclaimed the fortress with a workmanlike victory over a book-packed Sharks side. Final score, Bulls 41, Sharks 12. Go through the top eight of the United Rugby Championships logs. The leader, first, is the Glasgow Warriors on 45 points. Second is Leinster at 41. Third, go to Cardiff Rugby, 40.